The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday Happier Happy Hour. Happy you're rolling through it with us. And join us on the phones. Most are welcome here, lightly screened by our buddy Evan here in the world headquarters. Most are welcomed here at 844-967-2789. Before we get to the phones, bear with me just one moment. I was just getting chastised a little bit for failing to give proper coverage to the qualifying candidates in the first congressional district. Now, earlier today, we pointed out that Brian Stiles was the only Republican in the state of Wisconsin that voted with all the Democrats to try and codify at least existing same-sex marriages. A very limited piece of legislation, as I understood it. No guarantees it's going to get through the U.S. Senate. And people pointed out, literally, Brian Stiles is running against Roe, R-O-E. Ann Roe is the first congressional candidate. And I was aware of Ann. I actually met Ann at a Waukesha Democratic Party event in Waukesha. And Dom, if I didn't mention it before, we'll be broadcasting from the Democratic Party booth in Waukesha at the Waukesha County Fair, Wisconsin's oldest county fair, Waukesha's. We'll be doing it live there tomorrow, 4 to 6. So tune in. Special show, having some fun. But Ann Roe is the Democratic candidate. And as far as I can tell, there was only one other, Albert Nemeth, who was either withdrawn or disqualified. So we've already got our general election race set up in the first CD. And I don't know if we noted before, but that shiny improved 540 AM signal, man, it covers the first CD with sparkling coverage.
Oh, really? Excellent.
Most of eastern Wisconsin, but the first CD especially. Night and day, you can hear us there. So we'll start paying attention to the race. We will certainly turn our attention to the general elective heads up, you know, head to head. Ann Roe is the candidate. I met Ann. And at that time, she was sort of a shiny new candidate and, you know, still had that new candidate smell. But we'll have to take her out for a test drive and see how she fits.
Well, that's a great point, and we appreciate people bringing that to our attention. Again, because, you know, Brian Stiles, I'm sure, would be happy to, you know, make sure Roe stays as it is, and regardless of, it's ironic, of course, that his opponent, his last name is Roe. But I think it was Luke who mentioned that perhaps, you know, Stiles voted the way he did is because he's got a little more of a competitive district now than he used to. Or at least that then the first district used to be.
Well, it is the, well, the first district, of course, was Paul Ryan's district for two decades almost.
Speaker Ryan to you.
Well, anyways, he's gone. He's former Speaker Ryan. He's off crying in his cornflakes over the January 6th, Dom.
He had tears. Tears, I tell you.
And came out very courageously nearly 2 years later to say something about it. Right. So anyways, we know why it wasn't competitive. Paul Ryan was a popular candidate, and he did a good job. We learned from the locals, at least when he ran for vice president, he had a good reputation, did a lot of town hall, a lot of
district. That's what the locals said, yes.
That's what the locals told us about Paul Ryan. And then there's Brian Stiles, and he went against the Iron Stash. And he was well-funded. The Iron Stash was well-funded.
Randy Bryce, yes.
And Stiles won that seat. But there has been a redistricting
subsequently. Well, wasn't Stiles also, he was you know, Paul Ryan's
chauffeur. Paul Ryan's staffer. He was the anointed one.
Yes.
Sort of his Tony Ornato. Or who's the guy Trump tried to choke out?
Yeah, the Secret Service. Don't even get me going on the Secret Service. But yes, so Stiles was, you know, part of the Paul Ryan clan. And he won, and he kind of looks like Paul Ryan. You know, he's got the hair and the youthful face. But well, still has a competitor. And while he voted this way, again, you got to wonder, does he truly believe that, you know, gay people have the same exact rights as non-gay people? Or did he make that vote, the only Republican congressman in the state of Wisconsin to vote for marriage equality, because he knows that this district has been reshuffled.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But we're coming down to the first, and we're going to come visit you someday soon, Mr. Style. And you as well, Enroe, candidate for the Democrats in the first CD. Apparently, we've got one already. And that's quite different than, let's say, the U.S. senatorial race. We talked about the fact that Mandela Barnes, I'm not trying to pile on, but he said most of the good headlines. Mandela Barnes had a recent endorsement from Bernie Sanders. And you know, Bernie's my guy. And I said in the last elective race that if I could pick a president, if Mike Crook got one vote and it's the only one that mattered, you know, kind of like Trump was hoping, but if I got the only vote that mattered, I would have picked and placed Elizabeth Warren, because that lady had all the plans, and she is one of the most dynamic human beings I've ever met, period. Any walk of life. Elizabeth Warren, man, any one of us would aspire to have half the energy she has in her pinky as Elizabeth Warren. And she's coming to both Milwaukee and Madison this weekend, and she has already endorsed Mandela Barnes, and she's coming to political rallies on behalf of Mandela Barnes. And in all deference to all the other political candidates in the race, I'm going Saturday to see me some Elizabeth Warren, because I love me some Elizabeth Warren. So I'm going to go to the Mandela Barnes event on Saturday, and then got some comedy club tickets, going to laugh my belly off, hopefully on Saturday night.
Nice.
But I'm doing my politicking. I'm doing my homework this week.
I may or may not be going to see Alanis Morissette and the band Garbage in Milwaukee. But Curdy, didn't we go to an Alanis Morissette concert once, or did we give your ticket away?
No. My ticket was not only was the ticket withdrawn from my grasp and taken back, and I was good for it, man. It wasn't like I was short on the money. It wasn't like I stiffed you guys. We always did Summerfest. That was always our thing. Like all the roommates, not just me and you, Don, but our thing, our college buddy thing. And we'd get together and we would literally party like rock stars. We'd get limousines sometimes because, you know, we're all dumbass 20 somethings and we're making a little bit of money. And I actually, you know, I'll admit it. Isn't it ironic? I loved her. Alanis Morissette, one of my favorite performers, you know, kind of somewhere in the college scene. And so she was coming to Summerfest, and I was very excited. And we're all going. And Bob took my ticket and held it for some woman that didn't show up. So not only did I get robbed, Bob got stiffed by the woman. I got, you know, was she pretty, Bob?
Oh, dearly departed Bob. Can't defend himself. I'll blame Bob.
Let's blame Bob. So, no, never made it to Alanis Morissette.
Here, oh, man, you missed a great show. We had like fourth row seats. It was awesome. That was back when Taylor Hawkins, from who recently died from the Foo Fighters, was touring with Alanis Morissette. Didn't know him at the time, but Alanis Morissette is a great performer live. I mean, the music's great, but seeing her and her band live is just a whole nother level. So I might be motivated enough to go down. Oh, I'm trying. Just take my word for it, Curdy. It's great.
Is she like the Elizabeth Warren of performance?
Kind of, yeah. Yes.
Very dynamic, I hear.
Very dynamic.
And what's the determinant factor of whether or not you're going? And do you have an extra ticket you're going to stick me on?
Well, I mean, there's tickets available. I got a bunch of friends that are going. It's going to be Saturday. I got a few things going on. There's I'm going to be on the boat, a friend's boat. There's an air show.
Is that Kuchka's boat?
No, Josh's. But it depends on how motivated I'm feeling at the time.
I would point out, and Kuchka, one of our best friends on the radio. We like us some Kuchka. And for many, many years, I have overlooked the downtrodden Marquette basketball team. I've never give them their proper due because I'm a Badger fan, man. What am I going to say about Marquette? There's always this, you know, this I-94 series every year between these two great basketball teams. And the Badgers often win, but Marquette have won their share. But I would point out Kuchka somewhere deep in the state, new radio stations add to the network. We're going to have not just the Badger basketball, but also the Marquette.
Ooh, nice.
And I didn't even want Marquette, but I thought, Kuchka, I owe it to you. So you're going to have to drive up to the Northwoods to hear it every week, but Marquette basketball on the network. Looking
forward. Felt I owed it to you.
I did. 844-967-2789. The nearly famous Mark from the sack. What made you famous, Mark, other than your friendship with us?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Well, coming out of the pig today, I noticed a woman wearing a Free Speech TV t-shirt. I made a comment, and then it came up, I'm Mark from the sack, and she knew me and shook my hand and said it's good to hear my voice when she hears my voice on the radio. So that almost famous by, my contact with you guys for the past, 10 years. I've been talking to you guys on the radio for a long time.
Well, now, after 10 years, maybe you'll get a beer out of it, Mark. You never know.
Well, only if you show up at Hawk's Fine Her Neighborhood Bar, the original on State Street, that party on August 2nd. That'll be a Tuesday, Mark.
I plan on being there.
Awesome.
At this point in time, I plan on being there. Yeah, it's great, and that you guys do a real service, and it's nice to know the voice is going out further, spreading out further, and more diverse voices on the different channels you've got.
And Marquette basketball in the Northwoods.
Yeah, I've been listening to Kristen Vye, and she's got a great program. She kind of reminds me of a very young Katherine Hepburn with kind of a vivacious comedic energy. I don't know if you've ever seen any of Katherine Hepburn's early films. She's a hoot. I mean, like in Bringing Up Baby, she is just a hoot in that one.
You realize Kristen Pry is so young, she has no idea. Even if she was listening.
Out of Africa.
She's trying to compliment her.
Maybe the later films. I'm Golden Pond, Mark. I mean, I was a kid. I didn't get to the black and whites.
No, the black, that I'd never seen it before either, but it was one of those afternoon movies. I go, this was with her and I think it was Gregory, I want to say Gregory Peck, but I don't know if that's right, but he means
Mickey Rooney?
No, she's not Mickey Rooney, but no, she's a hoot, and it just is, just knocks the guy off his socks and kind of ruins his plans, but she's a real hoot, and she was just beautiful as a young woman, Katherine Hepburn. I mean, just a very striking beauty, but.
Mark, going to cut you off there, man. That was a long time ago. And beauty is from the inside out. But,
keep telling yourself that, Crudy.
Well, thank God it's not from the outside.
Size doesn't matter, does it? 844-967-2789. Does it, CJ? What do you got for us, man?
Oh, you guys are fun to listen to. I guess I was kind of hoping you were going to cover real news today. Putin's going to meet with Iran, and Commander Cut and Run is such a brilliant administration. Who does he have negotiating?
Well, CJ, it was Trump that withdrew us from the Iran Accord because we actually were hemming them in. They weren't able to enrich uranium or make nuclear weapons. But now they soon will be joining the nuclear ranks, but that was Trump.
Really?
Yes. Look it up.
Okay.
It's worth a Google, CJ. Trying to keep you on track with facts, sir.
You refuse to answer the question.
Okay, what was the question?
Who's negotiating at the table with Iran for the arms deal representing the United States? Who? You're right. Russia. Russia, am I not right, Crudy? Isn't that brilliant? This guy, this Commander Cut and Run, is such a joke, and you guys can deflect on 2024 all you want. But the reality is, we're living Democrat policies right now. Your administration policies.
You ready for a blue wave, CJ? You know what, man? People are pissed. And I know you think you're pissed about a rigged election, but people are pissed about the overturning of human rights. I'm sorry, what? You don't care about human rights, CJ?
Oh, yeah, you can deflect, Rudy. What human rights?
Marriage equality, CJ. Do you think gay people should be allowed to marry in this country, or do you not think that?
The famine?
Yes, marriage equality, CJ. I'd love to hear it. But talk about people that won't answer the question. You won't answer the question.
Well, and the right to control one's own body. There will be a vote on the House floor tomorrow. Wonder how many Republicans of conscience think women have the right to contraceptives, or really all of us?
No, pull and pray. That's what the Republicans think.
I'll make you famous.